The Senate spent its time discussing a minimum wage hike and whether to require companies to pay workers for at least 7 sick days, both issues Democrats say will help the middle class, but Republicans say will hurt Illinois' business climate. Neither came up for a vote. The House did take several votes. One to partially privatize the state's economic arm cleared. While that's something Governor Bruce Rauner supports, he's unhappy with the House's action, as the reorganization would last only 3 years. Rauner also wants a freeze on property taxes, combined with a provision he says will save local governments money by pardoning them from having to pay the prevailing wage. Yesterday, for the fifth time, the House rejected that plan. It's not just because of Democrats who say it'd weaken unions. Republicans didn't go along with it. They say Democrats keep trying to fake them out with votes staged for political games. After all of the previous attempts, the property tax vote failing was no surprise, but it was a shock when a measure that had appeared to be on the fast track got killed. The governor, Chicago mayor, and other leaders were all supposedly in agreement to giving Chicago public schools a temporary reprieve from having to pay a massive pension bill. That measure's defeat led to partisan finger pointing. I'm Amanda Vinicky.